Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Mem Hei. We are up to Sif Dalet. We are on page Kuf Tzad Yivav, about to turn on to page 392. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalet, Chorim shebekosle rishus hayochid, sheklape rishus hayochid, heim rishus hayochid. Holes that are in a wall of a rishus hayochid, facing the Rosh Hashayachid, have a din of Rosh Hashayachid. So a lot of Rosh Hashayachid is going on, but basically the holes in the walls of the Rosh Hashayachid are Rosh Hashayachid. Says the Ramah, the imheim klape chutz, but if the holes of the wall of the Rosh Hashayachid are facing the outside, the enam ovrin klape pnim, and they don't go all the way through to the inside, nidonim lefi govan v'rochvan. Then we judge the hole based on its height and based on its width. Kemoshe yisbar simin zesif yugimel. So we have over here the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber said the holes of Rosh Hashayachid that are facing Rosh Hashayachid have a din of Rosh Hashayachid. And the Ramah adds on, but if the holes are only facing the outside towards Rosh Hasharabim, they're not open all the way to the Rosh Hashayachid, then we judge the case of the hole on its own based on its height and based on its dimensions. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tes. We're discussing over here, even if the hole goes all the way through from the Rosh Hashayachid through the Rosh Hasharabim, Kevon Shachor Hu Me'ever La'ever. Since the hole goes all the way from one end of the wall to the other, V'nichnas Gam Klapi Rosh Hashayachid. It also goes all the way through to the Rosh Hashayachid. Dinam K'Rosh Hashayachid. The hole gets a din of Rosh Hashayachid. The Alkein, and therefore, Aser Lahotzi Eizadover Shemunach Alachor. You cannot take out any item that is resting on that hole. L'Rosh Hasharabim O L'Karmelus Asamuchlo. An item that is in that hole is in a Rosh Hashayachid. To take it out to a Carmelist, take it out to a Rosh Hasharabim would be forbidden. The imachnis me Rosh Hasharabim usocho, and if a person takes something from the Rosh Hasharabim and puts it into the hole, he will be chayev achatos. That will be an issur daraisa from Rosh Hasharabim to a Rosh Hashayachid. V'hineidas atosos deleis chiyuva elu imkein hoya hachor arbo al arbo tfachim. The shita of Tosos is, there will be no chi of chatos unless the hole is four tfachim, length by width. Avodas harashva v'hamiiri the bechorei reshus hayochid ein tzorch shi'arochav arba. The Rashba and the Meiri hold a hole does not matter its dimensions. A hole of reshus hayochid has a din of reshus hayochid no matter what. The yesh lahem din reshus hayochid asma b'chol gavni. So we have a machlokas here. Between the Rishonim, do we say this whole of Rosh Hashayachid has a din of Rosh Hashayachid without any dimensions, no matter what? It has a din of Rosh Hashayachid. Or, like Tosfos says, it has to have a dimensions of 4x4 tfachim. Sivkatan Yud, Heim Rosh Hashayachid, these holes are Rosh Hashayachid. Mistimas HaMechaber Mashma. From the fact that the Mechaber is so same, it implies, Da'afilu im achorim him lamata me'asar tfachim. We don't see any chilek in the height, so it's mashma, even if the holes are below 10 tfachim, kevan shem befuloshim klapi pnim. Since they open the whole way towards the inside, dinam kersh sayachid, they have a dinam kersh sayachid. V'chein mashma milushon ramos hakosav. That is also the clear mashmos of the Ramah, who writes, the im enam overim klape pnim, the Ramah that we just had says, if the holes don't go all the way towards the inside, nidonim lifi govan v'rochvan. So then we judge the holes based on their height and their width. Mashma, the implication of the Ramah is, the im achorim overim klape pnim, if the holes in fact do go all the way through to the inside, so ein anu mistaklin al govan v'rochvan. We do not have to look at their height or their width, ula olam kereshus hayochid chashivi, and it's always like reshus hayochid. So says the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah is clearly mashma this way as well. It doesn't matter the height, because the Ramah says that when it does not go all the way through, and the hole is only on the outside of the wall, then you have to look at how high it is, how wide it is. Mashma, if the hole goes all the way through, we don't have to look at the height, and even if it's under 10 tfachim, it will still have a din of Rosh Hashayachid. V'chein kosva Magen Avram, v'tosef Shabbos, so too writes the Magen Avram and the tosef Shabbos. U'be'al Yerabah kosov. The Dover Zeb Plukti Ben Arishonim. The Rabbi writes, this is in fact the Machlokos Rishonim. The Yesh Ben Arishonim, the Sfir Luhu. There are Rishonim that hold. The Kevan Shulamata Me'asara. Since the hole that goes all the way through is under 10 Tfachim, Ein B'nei Rosh Hashayachid Misham Shimbam. The people that are inside are not using these low holes. Mipnei Shekevan Shunamuch. because they are very low. And therefore, B'nei Rosh HaSarabim Mishtamshim Sham. And therefore, the people of the Rosh HaSarabim are using the holes. V'al kein dinam kechore Rosh HaSarabim. And therefore, these Rishonim say it gets a din of Rosh HaSarabim. Hamavur lakamon b'sif yud gimel, like we'll see later on in sif yud gimel. V'chein hu gam kein da'as ha'gra, b'be'uro, that's also the shita of the gra, b'simin zeh, b'simin shinu gimel ayin sham. So again, a machlokas Rishonim, if the hole is under 10 tefachim, do we say it's okay? The Ramah is clearly mashma. It would have a din of Rosh HaSarabim. Others say that no, if it's under 10 tefachim, then it's not so usable for inside. People are using it more from the outside, and it would have a din of Rosh HaSarabim. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitas of Katan Yud Aleph, the Ramah said if the hole does not go all the way from the outside through the inside, in which case it would have a din of Rosh HaSarabim, but the hole is only on the outside of the wall, does not go all the way through, then you judge the hole with the dimensions that are needed for Rosh HaSayachid. If it's 10 tefachim high, and 4 by 4 length by width, it would be Rosh HaSayachid. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu, im heim gevohim asara tefachim. If the hole in the wall, only on the outside, is 10 tefachim high, v'rochav arba'a, and it's 4 tefachim wide by 4 tefachim, so havi Rosh HaSayachid, then that hole would be a Rosh HaSayachid. V'im einam gevohim asara tefachim. If it's not 10 tefachim high, us then imheim rochav arba havi karmelis. If it's under 10 tefachim, as we will see, 4 by 4 under 10 tefachim has din of a karmelis. So if this hole is less than 10 tefachim, but it's 4 by 4, it would have din of a karmelis. The imlav, if it's not even 4 by 4, have a makom p'tur. Then this place that's less than 10, this hole less than 10, less than 4 by 4, would have a din of a makom p'tur. The aftim avur din of the Ramah behedya b'sifyud gimel, even though this din of the Ramah is explicit in sifyud gimel, nakte hacha, the Ramah mentions it over here, kedei levar, in order to explain to us, that afilu chore Rosh HaSarabim, even if it's a hole that's in the side of the Rosh HaSarabim, shemufuloshim l'Rosh HaSayachad, that goes all the way through, from the Rosh HaSarabim through the Rosh HaSayachid, dinam kechori Rosh HaSayachid, it has a din of a Rosh HaSayachid. So that is what the Mishnah Berurah is explaining in the Mechaber over here in Sif Dalet. Again, if there is a hole in the Rosh HaSayachid, even if it goes all the way through, that hole gets a din of Rosh HaSayachid. The Ramah says if it doesn't go all the way through, it's only on the side of the Rosh HaSarabim, but it's a wall that's around the Rosh HaSayachid, so then you have to judge the hole based on its height and based on its dimensions to determine what status that will have. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Hey, Avir Rishus HaYachid, Hu Rishus HaYachid Adl Rakia. The airspace above a Rishus HaYachid goes all the way up to the sky, which means you have an area that's fenced in, that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, the walls are 10 tefachim high, so then you view it all the way up, even the walls are only 10 tefachim high, still 25 feet high, 100 feet high, will still be considered a Rishus HaYachid. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Beis, even if you would stick a reed into the Rosh HaSayachid, even though this reed is 100 amos high, even though this reed obviously does not have the dimensions on its own of Rosh HaSayachid, it doesn't have 4 by 4 tefachim, if you throw something from the Rosh HaSarabim, and it rests on top of the reed, you will be chayiv. So the reed, although it doesn't have the dimensions, it's in a Rosh HaSayachid, the airspace of a Rosh HaSayachid all the way up is a Rosh HaSayachid. Throw it from Rosh HaSarabim onto a reed in a Rosh HaSayachid, no matter how high it is, will be a chiyuv, that is a Rosh HaSayachid. Very important note over here, note number 13. This note, it doesn't seem so practical over here, but in practical Erevin, it's very lemaisa. Says note 13, v'im hamechitzos olos ba'alachson, if the walls go up on a slant, the Chazon Ish writes, Sherishus Hayachid Ola Mehamokom Shabo Mistaimos Hamachitzos Adurakia Bekavyosher Klapimala Velo Balachson Hamachitza. Says the Chazon Ish, when you have a wall versus a Yachid, we just said Rosh HaYachid, let's say these are the two walls. So it goes all the way up. But what if the walls are on a slant? So the walls are like this. Says the Chazon Ish, we don't view it as if the Rosh HaYachid goes up like this and ends. The Rosh HaYachid goes like this, and then on this side, we view it straight up. The way it's practical for anyone who knows what a regular Erev looks like, if you have a lechi, so you want to know if it's going to be a lechi, it has to be flush with the wire, has to be right over the lechi, so we don't view the lechi as if it continues, if it's on a slant. Wherever the lechi ends, you look up from there, according to the Chazon Ish, and see if the lechi is on top of it. You don't go with the angle of the lechi, like we're saying over here. The Chazon Ish says it's the walls of the Rosh Hashayachid. It's a different din. Here we're talking about walls of Rosh Hashayachid. They were talking about a lechi. But for our case over here, the walls of Rosh Hashayachid, if they're on a slant, we don't continue the angle for the area of the Rosh Hashayachid. Wherever the wall ends, we go straight up, and that is the area of the Rosh Hashayachid inside those walls. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Vav. Afilu Kli, even a vessel, Kigon Teva, like a box, Omigdal, or some kind of cabinet, O Kavere, something that's round like a beehive, Im Yeshbo L'Rabeya Arba'a L'Arba'a, if there is an area inside that you can make a square of 4 Tfachim by 4 Tfachim, V'hu Gavoa Asara, and it has a height of 10 Tfachim, Havi Rishus Hayachid. So till now we're talking about an area, a ground outside, or some kind of mound, or some kind of ditch. Here we're talking about a Kli. A Kli itself, if it has the dimensions, it's 4x4, or if it's a circular Kli, if you can make a square of 4x4 inside, and it has a height of 10 tefachim, inside that Kli will be a Rosh Hashayachid. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Gimel, Afilu Kli, Hainu Afilu Hi Omedes B'Shus Arabim. You can have a Kli that is outside, in the middle of a Rosh Hashayachid, and it has the right dimensions, that Kli itself will get a din of a Rosh Hashayachid. Sif Katan Yud Dalid, whether it's a Teva, a Migdal, or a Kaveres, Nokat Shnei Mine Kalim. The Mechaber over here is mentioning two types of Kalim. Mirubain, square Kalim, O Agulim, or rounded Kalim. Sivkotan Tezvav, we said as long as you could be Mirabeya, you can make a square of 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim inside, that Kli will get a din of a Rosh Hashayachid. Says the Mishabura, V'alkein, and therefore, V'kaveresh Yagula, when it comes to this beehive which is round, Lo have Rishus Hayachid, it will not get a din of Rishus Hayachid. Ad shetia chalala machzekes chamisha tfachim u'shlosha chumshe tefach. You mentioned yesterday, it will not be considered Rishus Hayachid unless the airspace inside is 5 tfachim and 3/5 of a tefach. Da'oz yesh b'chalala l'rabeya arba arba. Again, we have a round kli. You have to be able to make a square that's 4x4 tfachim, which would mean, sorry to scare you, the diameter would have to be 5 3/5 amos. If you have a diameter of that circle of 5 3/5 amos, that means you can make a square of tfachim, rather. You can make a square of 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. Because the diagonal on a 4 tefach by 4 tefach is 5 3/5. Like we said last night, the Pythagorean theorem, a squared plus b squared equals c squared. You can do the math, but that's what it is. So if you have a square kli, it has to be dimensions of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Rounded kli would have to have a line across the diameter 5 3/5 tefachim. Then you know it fits the area of 4x4 tefachim, and that would have a din of a Rishus Hayachid. Now, if you look in the Shaar Tzion, Os Yud Gimel, he writes, Uladeya Hachrona Shezacharti B'Mishabura Sevkotan Gimel. According to the second sheet that we mentioned yesterday in the Mishabura Sevkotan Gimel, the sphere that holds the gam ove hamachitza mitstarfin l'shir dalat fachim, that at least in terms of the walls having a din of a Rishus Hayachid, the thickness of the wall can contribute to the 4 tfachim that are inside. Daishu b'tseiraf hamachitzas chamisha tfachim u'shol shachum she'tefach. So according to that sheet that says the walls of the Rishus Hayachid will have a din of a Rishus Hayachid on top, if the width of the walls, the thickness of the walls, plus the airspace inside is going to be the right distance. So then in this case of the rounded kli, you would not need necessarily 5 3/5 airspace. You could count the thickness of the wall as well in order to make the top of the walls of the kli into a Rosh Hashayachid. But of course, he mentioned yesterday in the Mishaburas of Katan Gimel, all the Achorim say that the inside would not get a Rosh Hashayachid din unless there's actually an airspace of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. So that's what the Shaar Tzion is pointing out over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sif Katan Tes Zayin. So Havi Rosh Hashayachid, whether it's a square kli, it's a rounded kli, if it has the dimensions of 4x4 and 10 tefachim high, it will get a din of Rosh Hashayachid. Bein Toch Halala Ubein Gav HaKli Melamala. This is talking about both the inside of the kli and the outside of the kli on top. V'kanal B'Sif Gimel, like we said, in Sif Gimel. Ukli She'ein Gavoa Asara. A kli that is not 10 tefachim high, Ha'omid b'Rishus Harabim, that is standing in the Rishus Harabim, ain lo din karmelis. We said before, I'm going to discuss a lot about a karmelis. A karmelis is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. It just doesn't have the height of 10 tefachim. 4x4 with a height of 10 tefachim, Rishus HaYochid. 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, that's under 10 tefachim, that has a din of a karmelis. So in a Rishus HaRabim, you can have a kli, like the Mechaber says, that's 4x4, 10 tefachim high, that has a din of Rishus HaYochid. But if that kli is 4x4, but not a height of 10 tefachim, you may think it's a karmelis, Zoktim Mishabura, it will not have a din of a karmelis when you have a kli, 4x4, less than 10 tefachim, in a Rishus HaRabim. Why is that? The ain karmelis bekelim. The rule is, a kli cannot be a karmelis. A kli can get a din of a shayachid. A kli cannot get a din of a karmelis. So rather, what will be the din? Elahave kemo rosh sarabim. So if you have a kli with the dimensions of a karmelis, but a kli can't be a karmelis, it follows the rishus that it's in. Since this case, the kli is in rosh sarabim, that kli will get a din of rosh sarabim. The bota lagabe rishus shehu omed bo. A kli, if it doesn't have the dimensions of rosh sarayachid to be its own rosh sarayachid, it is considered nullified to the Rishus that it is in. In this case, you put the kli in Rosh Sarabim. So if it has 4x4, 10th Vachem High, the kli is Rosh Sayachid. If it doesn't have 10th Vachem High, where it would normally have a din of a karmelis, you can't have a kli with a karmelis, so it's bottled to Rosh Sarabim, and that kli would then get a din of a Rosh Sarabim. Ulefize, according to this, im omed ha-kli b'karmelis, if that kli that has the real dimensions of a karmelis, it just can't get the din of a karmelis, meets its dimensions, but it happens to be resting in a karmelis as well, so then din karmelis alav. Then the kli would get a din karmelis, not because of itself, but mitzad rishus shu omed bo. Again, it's bottled to the rishus it's in, so if it happens to be in the rishus of a karmelis, then that kli would get the din of a karmelis as well. V'chein muchach lekamon b'simin shindun hei. So too, it is clear in simin shindun hei, that we'll see soon. That is a Tosef HaShabbos, v'chein kosev b'beis meir l'dasim agen Avram. Ukli hamachubir lekarka. Let's say you have a kli. Till now we're discussing a loose kli that is placed in Rosh Hasharabim. What about a kli that is attached to the ground? So says the Mishabura, Nikri Karmelis Afilu Hubir Shasharabim. So if you have a kli with the dimensions of a karmelis as attached to the ground, then it's not considered a kli. It would get a din of a karmelis, even though it is in the Rosh Hasharabim. Says the Shaar Tzion Os Yudayim. V'atam, the reason is, Dekevan Shehu Mechubir Lekarka. Since this kli is attached to the ground, ain shame kli alei. It does not have a shame of a kli. The havi kumotel pachos me'asar b'shesarabim. It's like a mound that's there attached to the ground in a b'shesarabim. Upashet the memela ba'inan shia al kaponim rachav dalid. It's obvious that automatically then you would need it to have the dimensions of 4x4. The ilav hachi have a makom p'tur. Because if not, then it would be a makom p'tur less than 10 tefachim. But less than 4x4 tefachim dimensions would be makom p'tur afilu gvo asara, even if it is 10 tefachim high. Kilo kamei b'siv yotes. So basically, a makom p'tur is if you have less than 4x4, even if it's over 10. A karmelis is you have 4x4, but it's less than 10. So in this case, when the karmelis is attached to the ground, as long as it has dimensions of 4x4, it would, yes, get a din of a karmelis. It would be like a tail, because it's considered attached to the ground. It's not considered a kli. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow, mitzvah Hashem, with Siv Zion.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.